Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome in. Happy to have you here, 1 o'clock hour on a Thursday. We've been mentioning this interview quite a bit today. In fact, we talked earlier about an essay that we'll get further into. But kind of interesting how this all came together. Me, who was never a dog person until about April, it was social media that introduced me to Dogs Day Out, which got me into fostering. And that got us to having the CEO of KC Pet Project in studio with us, along with Naomi, who is just, hi, sweetheart. Yeah, you heard your name. Come here. Oh, she's so sweet over here. You should take her. You need another dog.
We'll talk about that later. I have a couple questions about, because I've thought about it. Yeah. I thought about fostering, but also I have a 9-year-old.
A human child or a dog?
A human child. I also have a 10-year-old dog. I have a 10-year-old dog.
Perfect.
I just worry about...
He wants to know about overlap time.
Yeah, okay, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But Kate McGee is with us. Been in the job since May.
Guy got here in early May.
Okay, so you come into a job like this. It's a big job. There's a new building. There's some transitions happening with the city, that kind of thing. Now you're 6 months in. And we noticed that you have quite a bit of time spent in Illinois, and we are both from Illinois.
Oh, so yeah.
We
know, I'm from Illinois.
We know Champaign. Yeah. We know the places that you've been and stuff. Why was a job like this attractive?
So it was attractive for a number of reasons. Firstly, the first shelter that I ran was in Lawrence. So I was in Lawrence for 5 years. We built the shelter there. I left Lawrence to go to another larger organization and so forth. And when I found out about this job, I knew about KC Pet Project. I'd lived in Lawrence. And I always thought that, you know, if I ever would come back to the Midwest, it would be for KC Pet Project. So the stars aligned right about the time that my family and I were discussing that we wanted to kind of get out of DC and get back to sort of the Midwest and the niceness that exists here that doesn't always exist in other places. So the stars aligned and here I am.
That sounds so similar to my right? My life. Yeah. Same thing. I went to the East Coast. I was in Boston for a while. And then as soon as I had an opportunity to move back, yeah. I did.
My only fear is that, you know, when I left Kansas, I went to Southeast Florida, and I'm not sure that I can handle winter again. I'm a little worried.
I also lived in Florida and then came back, and it took a little bit of an adjustment.
But yeah.
You know what? It's only bad here when it's brutal. That's
I know.
The difference. Yeah, it's only
brutal.
Bad when it's horrible.
Is that true of most things?
Yeah.
It's only bad when it's brutal.
It's never like just kind of consistently bad. It's either brutal or we'll have like the nicest winter ever.
Yeah.
So for people who only know KC Pet Project from headlines or social media, how do you explain what you guys do day to day?
So Kansas City Pet Project is the municipal housing facility for Kansas City, Missouri. So we are the only open admission shelter in the metro. We take in, I think this year we're going to take in about 17,000 animals a year. So there are lots of shelters in the metro area, lots of rescue groups. No one is dealing with the same volume of animals that we are.
Because when animal control, I want to be clear, you guys are really great on social media, and this is how I start to learn about the volume of animals that you take in. Because every single day, your team posts on the KC Pet Project Lost and Found Facebook group, all of the animals that have been brought in. So my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that animal control, because the city does animal control, but you are still the shelter that
correct.
They go to. So all the animals that animal control rounds up goes to you.
Yes, not just animal control, but then any animals who are impounded as a result of cruelty investigations. If a Good Samaritan finds a stray animal or a lost animal, they bring them to us. And then we also take in surrenders from residents of KCMO. So on a good day, we're talking about, 70, 80 intakes per day.
Normally, how many animals do you have space for?
So in an ideal world, you've been to our shelter.
Yeah, many times.
So our dog kennels are set up with dividers. So every dog should, in theory, have a full kennel with a divider open. Those dividers have not ever consistently been open. So we are typically at double capacity. I think today we have about 270 dogs and probably about 110 cats. If we were at our ideal capacity for optimal operations, we'd be at like 110 dogs.
Okay, let me ask a simple question that probably has a long answer, but that I think is really important. Why? I feel like you guys are always at capacity. I feel like every time I'm looking, you are at capacity. You'll do a big adoption event, which you just did, Mega Match, and you're at capacity again. Mm-hmm. Why?
So you're right. This has a long answer. Yeah. I'll give you the short answer. The short answer is that, 5 years ago, even less than 5 years ago, when this facility opened, the landscape of animal welfare, particularly for dogs, was very different. Dogs, over the last 20 years since I got into this industry, for dogs, life-saving has just increased over year over year over year, and cats were always the challenge. Then as trap, neuter, return and some other programs became more commonplace, all of a sudden cats weren't a problem. So then COVID happens, and the shelters empty out. And we talked so much at the time about how, adoptions went up during COVID. They did not. Intakes dropped dramatically. So,
got it.
So shelters emptied out simply because there were fewer animals coming in. And so we thought we'd solve the problem. We can foster our way out of animal homelessness. No, we were very cocky about it. I was too. And instead, what we didn't anticipate was the economic realities of what's been going on in terms of affordable pet-friendly housing, in terms of affordable veterinary care, the fact that people are now choosing to adopt cats over dogs because they're more affordable. You can take them into an apartment. And so this sort of big dog crisis that we've been talking about for about the past 3 years, 2.5, 3 years, it's just been slowly growing and growing. So now with dogs, we are back to pre-pandemic levels of intake. But adoptions are not pacing for dogs.
Because people are still adopting cats, or we just can't afford to adopt?
I think it's we can't afford to adopt. I think it's we can't afford to keep. Mm-hmm. For those of us who've been to our shelter or any other shelter, you'll see that our dogs and shelters are typically over 40 pounds. They might have a blocky head, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And we get all kinds of dogs, but those guys fly out, right? Smaller dogs, unique breeds, puppies, they fly out the door. And then when you look at Kansas City and you say, okay, if I rent an apartment, what percentage of rentals can I have a dog, period?
Right.
What percentage of apartments can I rent that will allow a dog over 40 pounds or that doesn't have breed restrictions? Then you add in the cost of the skyrocketing increase in veterinary care. It's a big thing to take on. And that's the top reason why we're seeing people surrender pets too.
This is where I can make the plug for please spay and neuter your dogs or all your pets. Please get microchips, and you guys do that for free. If you adopt from KC Pet Project, you've already done that. Update your microchip information so that way, if your dog is lost, you are more likely to get them back. And also put a tag on a collar so that we don't have to wait until the microchip can be scanned, but spay and neuter.
Yep. Spay and neuter. And take advantage when you can of low cost vaccine, you know, things like that, because a lot of people who used to just go to the vet every year for an annual exam, they can't afford that. So they only go for urgent things. So whatever preventative care you can do through vaccine clinics, through, let's avoid the things that are going to be the most expensive if you put them off.
We're talking to Kate Megji, who is the Casey Pet Project CEO. Listening to you talking about that, it didn't even occur to me how much of this is intertwined with the economy. Like you talked about apartments. That's why people will get cats or smaller dogs for those apartments. And I was thinking, if you rent a house, and how we've seen so many people, instead of being able to buy a house, are now renting houses. And so if you rent, well, your landlord might not let you have a dog, or there's a limit on how many dogs you can have.
Yeah, or the size or the breed. Yeah. And that's something that's really at the forefront for us as we think about the best ways we can help impact our community and the pets in them, is how we can incentivize property owners to allow pets to, you know, to reduce pet rent, reduce pet deposits. And there's some really great studies done by the American Bar Association that actually show that people who have pets tend to stay in their rentals longer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they stay longer. They actually, the correlation between damage, you know, people with kids do far more damage than people with dogs.
I've had landlords tell me that before.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really important to us, because yes, we can shelter these animals and we love them and we take great care of them. But what we really want is for them never to need shelter in the first place.
Yeah.
And what we know is that the number one reason pets are surrendered to our shelter is housing.
Right. The shelter is newer, built in 2019.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing. And a huge upgrade over the, not like the other one was garbage, but it's such an upgrade over the one that you had before, 5,400 square feet. It's great. At the same time, still not big enough.
It's not big enough. And it's so funny, because there are different, clear, I'm a math nerd. Okay. I approach all of this with like, how many noses in, how many noses out. Sometimes the size of the shelter matters. Sometimes it doesn't, because really it doesn't matter if you've got, again, a Dixie cup or a Big Gulp. If the number of animals flowing in doesn't pace the number of animals going out, the cup fills up.
Right.
So what we're looking at addressing right now is, what can we do to, first of all, mitigate the number of animals coming in by helping people keep their pets, by getting them reunited if they're lost more quickly? And then what can we do to get more animals out more quickly? So we're very much looking at
That was her.
Naomi just had a little cough. She's fine.
Fine. I've made worse noises on the air.
We're just shoving treats straight down her throat.
She's doing great.
So one of the things that we're looking at expanding right now is how much we can expand our foster program to get dogs in particular out of the shelter, whether it's short term or long term till adoption, like you did, mm-hmm. how we can expand transfers to other organizations that aren't at the same level of capacity that we are. And then once we feel like we've sort of stretched those as far as we can, then we can assess, is this facility actually big enough, or is the facility in its location sufficient for Kansas City, or does there need to be someplace else since it's such a large city geographically? So there's different ways to look at it.
I want to talk about a change that was just made. We talked about this a little bit on the air a couple of weeks ago, in letting people go and walk through the kennels. When I was there, I didn't realize that had started, that you had blocked off the kennels during COVID. And the one time that I went through the kennels was when I had a little 8-year-old buddy with me who wanted to look at puppies. And the volunteer that took us through was very specific about, don't knock on the glass, don't try to disrupt anybody, because that can really stress them out. But now you can actually walk through the kennels and look at the dogs. And I know there's kind of pros and cons to that. Tell us about the decision to do that.
Yeah, so Casey Pet Project, like most other shelters, did eliminate foot traffic during COVID. And what we did see in the shelter I was running at the time, we did see that it was a much calmer environment. The dogs were quieter, there was more of a routine. But, you know, in the last few years, especially because of this dog crisis that we're seeing, that they're not getting adopted at the same levels, most shelters have brought back the foot traffic. There are things that you can do to mitigate the stress. What I decided when I was walking through a shelter that is at double capacity, these dogs are experiencing a tremendous amount of stress anyway. There's also foot traffic through the dog rooms every single day, all day, staff, volunteers. And so we made the decision that for the sake of the dogs, to try to get them adopted more quickly, this was something that we felt was important to do. Our canine team and our canine behavior team did a terrific job. So leading up to Mega Match, which is when we started allowing this foot traffic through, our canine team started working with the dogs to what we call four on the floor. So if a dog has all four paws on the floor and they're being quiet, they got a treat. And it took less than a week to lower that energy.
Wow.
And you know, I did an interview right before Mega Match, and there was a group of four or five people, a guy with a giant camera, and the dogs were just like, hey, where's my treat? whereas, you know, three or four weeks before, it would have been a cacophony of noises. It would have been barking. And so what we know is, yes, foot traffic can increase stress, but we can also give our dogs skills to know that if you see somebody walking through the kennel, odds are something really great's about to happen.
It's
not that complicated. Yeah. And again, you know, if that means that our average length of stay decreases even by a day or two, that's a day or two less in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that is causing the most stress is the shelter itself. Doesn't matter how nice it is. It doesn't matter how nice we are. It's the most stressful place for a dog to be.
We have Casey Pet Project CEO Kate Megji on with us. Coming up after the commercials, I want to talk about, well, we want to talk about the emotion of what you do and the sometimes unkind reaction to what you guys do and the toll that can take. And also, Jamie's going to try to get me to foster a dog.
I'm going to try to get you to get a dog, but I also want to talk about fostering since that's...
Well, I was going to leave Naomi here. That's what I was told to do.
If you don't leave me a choice, that makes it a lot easier. I can just explain that to Katie. Look, I had to take her home. They just left her there. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, Naomi is just in here having the time of her life. We'll put pictures up of this sweet little dog. here coming up in a few minutes. She's in here along with KC Pet Project staff, CEO Kate Megji, kind enough to be making a hole in her day to come and hang out with us. I want to talk about fostering for a second, because we're talking about opening kennels. We're talking about fostering being a way to gather information about dogs so that we can get the right adopter. And I went from doing, I might have done 10 dogs day out. And then I was like, okay, I think I can keep my, I grew up with cats. I didn't know anything about dogs. I didn't know what I was doing. I can't believe they let me take a dog home. I'm like, what am I doing? How are you letting me take this dog home? And the first one I had was Garvey that I had for 2 weeks. And then I just, Eclair was just adopted after a couple of months. But talk about fostering, why that's helpful for you. You guys make it so easy to do.
So what I love about foster and what I would like to see moving into the future is more blurring of the lines between foster and adoption, because it's kind of asking a lot of somebody to come in off the street, pick out a dog and agree to keep it forever. Right.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure. You don't know how long it's going to be.
That's a lot of pressure. And what if it doesn't work out? And people feel guilty if it doesn't work out. And so to me, foster, whether it's a dog stay out, a sleepover, a weekend, a couple weeks, or until the dog gets adopted, that just tells us more about the animals. And it also helps you as our customer decide, like, okay, is this the right fit for me? Yeah. Okay, I learned from this dog that, you know, I really love this dog, but the energy level was much too high for my family and my lifestyle. So I think that fostering is such an amazing opportunity for humans mm-hmm. to learn what they're looking for and sort of try out different relationships. But also, even if it's a dog stay out or a short-term foster, a break from the shelter is amazing for stress hormones in animals. I know a lot of people worry that their stress will go up when they right. come back to the shelter. There are studies now that have been done that show that that's not the case. They do slowly increase, but the benefits of taking them out of that environment is huge. So
even if it's just a few hours on a Saturday.
Just a few hours on a Saturday, a slumber party, whatever it is, you are actually impacting their mental health in a tremendous way.
Yeah. And the thing I'll add in is that, again, I didn't know what I was doing. You guys provided everything. The crate, the food, when I thought this dog is too strong for me to walk, because Garvey, the first dog that I had, had a lot of muscle. You gave me the right harness and fit it so that, because I didn't know how to put it on. I mean, it's also a resource. Every question I had was responded to by email. I mean, it's, if you don't know what you're doing yet, but you want the dog around, and I'll say it did a lot for me. Like, I live alone. It's nice to have a dog around.
Absolutely.
It's for the company and for the protection and the activity, and to get my activity level up too. So highly recommend.
I mean, I always think about, you know, pets are social lubricants, right? Mm-hmm. If you live alone, or if you're not very social like me, I'm not super social, but I have to take my dog for walks mm-hmm. and then I meet people who also have dogs, and, you know, it helps with just connecting as a society, as a community.
Yeah.
The human-animal bond is something we all have in common.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the blog post that you shared, and we talked about it a little bit earlier on the show, humanepro.org. There's a blog talking about how much criticism there is for people who work at shelters, and it's increasingly becoming an issue everywhere. Doctors and nurses are listening to us. Lord knows Jamie and I have dealt with this type of thing as well. But what makes it incredibly frustrating to hear about from people that aren't radio broadcasters is, like, I could see being mad mm-hmm. at us. Like, I get it. Like,
we do stuff every day.
I'm not kidding, Kate. I'll say stuff on air, then look at the text line and be shocked that people aren't threatening to kill me. And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. That one went over fine. But then sometimes we'll say stuff. I'll be like, you know what? I don't like clowns. And then I'll be mm-hmm. like, you better watch yourself. Oh, boy. Anyway, you guys are dealing with a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And it's insane, because you're just trying to provide a service for the community and you're trying to help animals, but that comes with complications that people just don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, I think this world that we live in, you know, wants everything to be black and white. You know, we all would prefer if things were that clear cut, but we don't live in a world that's black and white. And what I've found over the years is that the criticisms that people who work in the animal sheltering world come from all sides of the spectrum. On one side of the spectrum, it's, you know, you're not doing enough as animal control. My neighbor's dog won't shut up. You know, why haven't you taken this dog? On the other end of the spectrum is, you know, you're killing all of these animals. How dare you? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of the criticism we get comes from our colleagues, comes from folks who volunteer or work ancillary to the larger sheltering world. And the thing is that until you're really in it and you're trying to make good decisions, humane decisions, public health and safety decisions, it's just not easy to explain. And, you know, over the years, I've certainly taken my fair share of lumps and criticisms and a couple death threats here or there. And I think that it's just so hard because not only are we dealing with compassion fatigue simply because of the hard choices we have to make, we have limited resources, we have limited space, we have limited staff, we have limited money, and we're expected to be perfect and save the world. And we're trying very, very hard every single day.
Right. And the reward that you get for doing the job you do is knowing you're helping the community. So then when the community comes back at you and is hypercritical.
And the amount of misinformation that's out there is maddening. I told Weir and I said told the story on the air earlier. When I had my first foster, and we talk about it on the air quite a bit, someone direct messaged me on Facebook and ripped me a new one for fostering a dog. And it was everything about that you had already said, is that you're stressing them out because they were settled in the shelter and then they're going to your house where it's different. And then maybe they go back to the shelter or they go to an adopter, and that's just not good for them to go back and forth and back and forth. And I had to like check myself for a second and say, wait a minute, I was right. I mean, the amount of information that I gathered and when my dogs were adopted, in fact, just now, she didn't even know this, but the adopter of Eclair just texted me and sent me a picture. I mean, so, and I had given her when she was adopted, because I'd had her for 2 months, I gave her a Google document that was 2 pages long. Here's everything I learned. Here's
that is
the,
so
the dog
awesome.
Doesn't like this. The dog does like this. Here's how I get her to eat when she doesn't want to eat. Here's what our schedule is. Just all that stuff, because I felt kind of compelled to make that transition as easy on all of us as possible. But yeah, the information is crazy, or misinformation is crazy.
Yeah, and what I would also say, you know, I got started in this industry 20 years ago, which, and
we understand that too.
And you know, back then the animal sheltering world was different. We were a lot more judgmental of people. We had a lot of preconceived ideas or beliefs about stress, about behavior, about, you know, euthanasia. And over the years, you know, there's been new research, there've been studies, peer-reviewed evidence-based research to help guide us. And so that's the way that I live my life. That's the way that I want my team, is when we get new information, we can change our minds. That doesn't mean that we're bad or we were bad before, but we learn and we do more. However, you know, again, the world we live in, people are suspicious of science. People, you know, believe what they believe, even if they're countered with other information. And so I think a lot of the criticisms that we see now, like the stress and foster piece, it's just that people don't know and they haven't availed themselves of current information and current research.
And just don't
they
believe
don't want it. They don't want it.
They don't want it. They don't want to believe it.
People want to be angry. It makes them feel empowered. And if they can direct that at, you know,
people who work at a nonprofit,
better. Because how dare you? Because in their world, you think you're better than me,
right?
Because you work there helping dogs, or you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a vet, whatever it is. You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, and I don't know if you guys talked about this earlier, but you know, veterinarians have a very high rate of suicide. The same is absolutely true within the animal sheltering world.
Wow.
Depression, suicide, addiction, all of those things are really prevalent in this industry. Wow. Because of the things like this.
Not to drag him into this, but Quentin used to work at an animal hospital. And I believe one of the reasons he doesn't work there anymore is...
We are amazing to
because
work
we're,
with.
Because we're so great. But I'm assuming a good part of that is also the emotional toil, right?
Oh, it became miserable to work there for a few different reasons. But, you know, as you got... I worked there through COVID, which was nice because I was like... you know, an important person in the world. So I got to keep my job, but it was emotionally tolling working there for 7 years.
Yeah. Before we let you go, cause we're kind of running out of time here. First of all, kcpetproject.org is the website. You can see every dog that's up for adoption, every dog that's waiting to be fostered.
There
are foster fill-ins and cats. Sorry. I know I should.
And I think we've got some rabbits and guinea pigs right now too.
You just had a pig, like an actual pig.
We did just have an actual pig.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
Cute.
I was going to ask you, what's the weirdest animal you guys have gotten?
Since I've been here, tortoise.
A tortoise?
Oh, I saw that. Yep. Yeah.
At the shelter that I was at in Florida, baby otters, baby bobcats, alligators.
Alligators.
I bet.
Oh, that makes sense because people get them when they're babies. And Yeah.
What do you need?
Donations, always. High value treats. This is how we positively reinforce this behavior.
What
for
is that?
Our dogs.
High value treat is what?
Like the junky ones, like junk food for dogs, like okay. pepperoni and canine carry outs, like the stuff that is a sometimes treat at home.
Okay.
We want it to be an everyday treat at the shelter. We just want them to feel spoiled and loved. Towel sheets, donations of money are super, super helpful because we can leverage that into a lot more.
You can get deals where we can't.
We can get deals, yeah. And really just tell people, you know, go visit the shelter, try fostering, try volunteering. We can't do this work without our community. And the work appears to be getting more challenging every year. And so we're going to need more help from our community to continue to do this work.
And again, if you want to feel compelled, follow the KC Pet Project Lost and Found Pets group on Facebook. That is where every night somebody has the job of posting on Facebook every animal that was turned in that day. And sometimes it is 40 animals a day.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. And every day I look at that and go, you've got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll get you to do something.
Yeah, I mean, every Monday, what I do is I look at, okay, how many animals came in last week and how many went out? And very rarely is it a net negative.
Yeah.
KCPetProject.org, KC Pet Project CEO, Kate Megji, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for bringing Naomi.
She's staying.
I said thanks for bringing her in. I didn't say thanks for taking her.
She's so cute.
Appreciate that. Go to KCPetProject.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you both. This has been great.
All right. Coming up, we are going to be talking about the weird new policy at Target. If you notice somebody smiling at you in a creepy way and they have a Target shirt on, there's a good reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
They also might be a creep. We don't know. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, we're going to post pictures of Naomi up here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to leave. Who would want to leave us?
I
don't know. We're trying hard.
Thank you. I'm going to be taking her convinced? Home one way or the other. Well, no, I got her drool on me.
You what? Oh.
She drooled on me a little bit. That's fine.
I got a little bit on my sleeve,
yeah,
too.
It's fine.
But
it's weird. I've never, if it was a person spitting on me, I'd be like, that's disgusting. And I'm going to throw you
in. When it's a dog, it's adorable.
It's a dog. It's the nicest thing in the world. It's like, yeah. You trust me. All right. So let's talk about something creepy here. I don't like this at all. And I don't like the fact that Target thinks that this is something that's going to help them. We've been talking about Target and how they are losing revenue.
Oh, yeah.
End over end. And they've been chasing the dragon on this. They've been trying to do things. They're like, let's go anti-woke. Okay, no, let's go woke. Okay, yeah. Get rid of DEI. Oh, okay. They're now rolling out something called the 10-4 program. The idea is if a customer comes within 10 feet, employees must smile, make eye contact, and wave and say hello. If the shopper gets within 4 feet, the worker is supposed to ask if they need help, how their day is going. This is all in the name of boosting sales and a better guest experience. And it's happening right after layoffs and obviously a CEO left Target because profits and sales have been sliding. But here's the thing. Has a forced smile from a stranger ever actually made you want to spend more money, or has it made you want to leave?
No, but is there a way to do this? So I get the spirit of this, right? Is that people that work in a place need to be more friendly.
Oh, I agree with that.
How often have we gone through, or I'll speak for myself, go through a drive-through somewhere and like they don't say thank you. They don't greet you. They seem like they hate their job.
So I hate that too because I've worked those jobs.
Yeah.
And I know, man, you just wanted to relax and some jerk walked into your store or walked into your restaurant. Now you got to wait them. But that's also your job. So part of your job is being nice and you don't have to necessarily be like, I think that this is what I don't like about it. If I'm a customer, I don't need everybody coming up to me and saying, hi, how are you doing? How's your day? I don't need them smiling and making eye contact with me. But if you're a cashier, yes, you need to be more friendly. If somebody comes up and asks you a question, please be very conciliatory and be very nice and smile and nod and go along with, you know, help them out as best you can. I just don't like the have a perimeter.
These rules are pretty strict.
Yeah.
There is also such a thing as over service. Yeah. And I've complained about this in a restaurant too. I don't want, in the time that I am in the makeup section, you know, or whatever section I'm in, ask me one time if I need help. And if I say no, I'm just kind of looking around. If I need help, make people available and around me so that I don't have to go searching for somebody so that I can go find help.
Yeah.
But if you approach me too many times, then the opposite happens. Then I get a little more annoyed. It's that forcedness part of it. Do you know who does this really, really well? Is Micro Center.
Yes.
Micro Center does this.
Because they're very professional.
And they approach you one time.
Yep.
They see that you're new in the section. And generally, most people at Micro Center, you go there because you're serious about buying something. Mm-hmm. And you're going there, not online somewhere. Usually, you're going to need somebody at some point. They see somebody new in the section. They're very kind. It's very genuine. It's very authentic. They ask you one time, can I help you find anything?
Yeah.
Let me know. I'll be around if you need help.
Can I say there's also an extra layer for women who've spent their entire lives being told by random men,
you need to smile
and
more.
And bosses, you should smile more.
Yeah.
You know, you're so pretty when you smile. Why don't you smile? Hey, yeah, hey, give me a smile.
Yeah, you know what you should do?
Yeah. Now it's not just a guy at a gas station or walking down the sidewalk. It's written into corporate policy. And meanwhile, loss prevention is, you know, having to deal with shoplifters. Mm-hmm. Customers are stressed about money. The answer from the top at Target, the solution to all their problems is let's mandate grins. That's not a solution.
No, and I there is room for improvement here. Absolutely. There is room to be more customer friendly. I had this forced.
Yeah.
But do you need a rule like that? Because Target is so big that you can't let it be subjective, that you've got to put some rules on it. If you just tell everybody, hey, be nicer and talk to customers more.
Here's the thing. I've noticed that there's a Target by me off 151st, and there's a Walmart right off of Metcalf by me. I shop at the Walmart because the prices are cheaper. Mm-hmm. I go to Target for very specific things sometimes, but I once went to Target and I was like, it's on my way home. It's actually closer. I'll go there to get soda. Mm-hmm. It ended up being almost like $10 more than I was spending at Walmart. Mm-hmm. The workers at Target, though, are friendlier than the Walmart employees. They just are. I don't know if Walmart's just like, hey, treat them like dirt, pretend they don't exist, cuss when they ask you a question, and put your stuff down angrily and hastily. But I already find Target employees to be friendlier, and it doesn't change the fact that it's so much more expensive to shop there that I just don't. And I got to tell you, go into a Walmart and then go into a Target. It's a huge difference, not just because people are friendlier, but there's nobody at Target anymore, man. Like there'll be like 5 to 6 people overall, like maybe at the checkout or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll maybe see a couple of people in the aisles. At Walmart, it is packed.
I never go to Target. I never have reason to.
Yeah.
In fact, Target is closer to me than Walmart. But there are some things where I really like the Walmart that's at 79th-ish and I-35. It's on the frontage road there. I like that. I love that Walmart.
That Walmart's gross.
I love it. Do you know why?
Because it's a dirt Walmart?
It doesn't have a grocery section. So when I'm going
that's fair.
I just need toilet paper or outdoor stuff. When I just needed soil and dirt for outside the tree in front of my house, I was not messing around with this big store that I didn't need half of. I love that store.
That's
I will
so
always go
funny.
To that store.
Because I always think about how gross that is.
But it gives me, it meets my needs.
I think it's the lighting, and they haven't changed the linoleum from the 80s.
It's bad. Yeah. But I love that store so much. I never go to Target, even though that's a lot closer to me. Mm-hmm. The place that I really like that I feel like overdoes it a little bit, heaven knows I love my dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's. That is over service, especially in the checkout line.
They've
been trained to ask you, how's your day going?
How are things going?
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that. I just want out of here.
Do you see the 5 people waiting in line behind me? I don't have time to tell you about my day, buddy.
Do you see the 16 bottles of wine in my cart? I don't want to chat about how my day is.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go. But they're friendly.
I hate being antisocial and saying I don't want you to be. Maybe we should have different aisles or different like checkouts for that, right?
Smiley
like,
face.
There should be like a Trader Joe's.
Or
there's the talkative one. Yeah, smiley face and a sad face. Mm-hmm. If you just want to go through and just get your stuff and nobody say anything to you, then fine.
I feel like that's self checkout.
Yeah. I don't
and
want
the
that,
Walmart
though.
I like has a lot of self checkout.
I want somebody to do it for me.
But you have to talk to them.
It'd be nice. Like, you know, I don't want them to be angry about it, but if they just are like, hey, how you doing? And that's it. That's it.
That's fine.
That's fine.
But don't ask me how my day is going. Yeah. Don't ask me, Trader Joe's, I love you. Please don't ask me if I have plans for the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
We're going to come back and have about a minute left. I want to ask you guys this question really quick. What would get you to go back to Target? If you were somebody who loved Target, what would actually get you to go back? Because people have abandoned it. 913-586-7798.
He's going to get another dog.
I'm not. Yes, it's not up to me, though. Just like having another child is not up to me. I mean, I'm 40. She's 44. I'm 44. Mm-hmm. We're going to be 44 in a couple days.
We're talking ways, though, that you could.
Yeah,
he's into it.
Foster. Yeah. So we were also talking about Target and how their solution to their bad profits is forcing employees to smile at you. There's a horror movie came out called Smile, and I think the sequel Smile too, where it's people are smiling all creepily. I'm sorry, that's not the solution to your problem. Here's text from the text line. Stop locking everything up. It's Fort Knox.
I meant to say that about Walmart.
I am not chasing down an employee for deodorant. Unlock the basics and I might come back.
The Walmart that is in Roland Park, that is the reason I will not go there.
Yeah.
Because everything is under lock and key there.
I got to tell you, it's not that bad for most things in South Overland Park, or the one on Metcalf, but the Walmart there, everything is locked up in the electronics. And I'm not doing it. I'll go to Micro Center. Yep. I'll go to Best Buy. I will order on Amazon, but I'm not buying anything because it's so annoying.
If I need nail polish, you're not coming over and unlocking this thing so I can look at nail polish.
Right. From the text line, I would go back if they just backed off a little.
Oh, God.
They're too friendly.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
Basically, they're too friendly already. Say hi once. Cool. Do not ambush me in every aisle like I'm in a cult recruitment video.
Just wait.
Yeah. yeah. You brought up over service. That's, you need to find a good balance.
Yes.
Right? Because we've all had waiters that will interrupt you when you're having a conversation and they come over and they just are like, hi, how's everything going? Like, oh, I guess I'll tell you later, sweetie. But by the way, I think it's stage three. You know, it's like, it could be an important conversation. Know your lane. Stick to it. Target, this isn't helping you. Honestly, I never left. I will complain about the fake smiles while buying throw pillows and seasonal candles like a total hypocrite.
It'll be a meme. The fake smiles at Target. Yeah. That's going to be a meme now that we're going to start making fun of.
Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow at noon, we are going to be doing our list of best stand-up comics. It's going to be a really fun hour.
God, tomorrow's Friday already.
Yeah, I know. I don't think, by the way, it's going to be one segment, because if we're going to play clips from each of these, this is going to take a while, but it's going to be a really fun segment. Really looking forward to that. Dana Parks is up next. We'll be back at 10 tomorrow. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.